Mr. Herman.
Poop again! Party on, dude!
10, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Extreme close up!
Welcome back into the Radcast, everybody. I am Steven.
I am Matt.
And we are at podcast episode 199, but not Radcast episode 199.
Yes.
I know that's confusing, or that may be confusing. We don't mean to confuse you, but we're on the road to something to celebrate.
Yes.
Which, that being
200 episodes.
200 episodes.
Podcast.
Which we should be recording at the end of this week.
Yeah.
But the day that you are listening to this episode, we will be recording episode 200.
Yes.
And if you're joining us for the first time, we've had two other podcasts before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We had one with good friends of ours called the Proper Gentleman Podcast. We had this, Sucktastic Cinema, and now we're back to this. So between three podcasts, we're getting down to 200 episodes.
Yes, exactly.
But we'll be celebrating again when we get closer to...
Are you confused yet?
Yes. Yes. Thank you for joining us if this is your first time, and hopefully we've thoroughly confused you.
Yes.
You also may have noticed that since we did our Wayne's World episode, we haven't been doing a Radcast rental. That is because for episode 200, we saved up our Radcast rental.
A pretty monumentous occasion.
Yes, exactly. And before we got on to record today, we kind of ironed out those details.
Yes.
And should we share with the listeners?
Let's go ahead.
Yes.
Let's just go ahead and do
For episode 200, we will celebrate and commemorate the 20th anniversary of the Sam Raimi Spider-Man.
Yep, the first one.
The first one, yeah. Which played a massive role for us growing up.
I don't exaggerate when I say that seeing that in theaters was kind of a life-changing experience.
And
it was definitely the first movie I feel like I was extremely taken in by.
Oh, of course. Because
we had seen movies in theaters before that.
Oh, yeah.
But watching that was such an immersive experience.
Yeah. Just instantly being so taken in by it, like you said, that you were sad it was over.
You can't stop thinking about it the next day.
You want to do whatever you can to hold on to how it made you feel.
Oh, yeah. It feels like the most unbelievable thing you had ever watched, kind of thing.
Yep, and it intersected with us right at that right time. We were 10, going to be 11 when it came out.
Yep.
Already huge superhero and comic book fans loved the animated Spider-Man show, and it was just the absolute right time for us. So, and we will be diving into that for next week's episode. Mm-hmm. So the next week from when you're listening to this.
Yes.
But because we've been holding off on doing a rental for our 200th, we're doing another Radcast Roulette, and it's going to be tackling another year in our latest year-by-year retrospective of the 2000s.
Yes.
We got some very good feedback of 2009. Thus far, it's our most downloaded episode since coming back.
Yep.
And we had a blast with that. So hopefully you had a blast listening. You'll have a blast listening to this one. Mm-hmm. But before that, Matt, why don't you let everyone know where they can find us?
Right now on social media, you can only find us on Instagram. We're at The Radcast.
Mm-hmm.
Cast is spelled with a K. The Radcast is all one word.
Mm-hmm.
And on any podcast device, podcast apps, we're on pretty much all of them.
Yeah.
And wherever applicable, I know you can find us on Spotify, Stitcher, Overcast, Apple Podcasts, all that stuff. Wherever you can rate and review, we do ask that you please give us a 5-star rating.
Mm-hmm.
It helps us with algorithms and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. It helps make us more visible.
Mm-hmm.
To the naked eye.
To the naked eye.
So,
and if you're naked listening to it, thank you.
Make sure put that in the review. I like to listen to this naked.
Mm-hmm.
On some of the apps, we may not have as easy access to it.
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't express our appreciation, I'd like to do that more.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to find some way to find all the apps to where people can rate and review.
Yeah.
And I'd like to express that appreciation because we talk about on here how we love our listeners. Mm-hmm. And if you go and you're using your precious, valuable time to acknowledge us and to help us out, we want to express that appreciation.
Yeah.
So
of course,
please do that. 5 stars, yes. Leave a review if you could, please. And that's all I got.
Yep.
That's all I got. Steve.
Yep. So let's take on another episode of Radcast Roulette where we are talking about the year 2008. In 2008, we turned 17 that summer.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, we were 16.
Yeah,
and that's usually how that works.
We were 16 going on 17, whichever musical that's from.
2007, 2008, the beginning of 2008, we were sophomores, and in the end of 2008, we were juniors in high school.
Because that's how things work.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Okay. Yeah. I got confused for a second. But either way, we were teenagers.
Yeah.
And as we established in the 2009 episode, we love talking about the 90s, but we'll have a little more personal recollections with more things in the 2000s.
Yeah.
So 2008 definitely being one of those years.
Mm-hmm.
If this is your first time listening to Year by Year Retrospective, we like to do deaths and current and like world events to start off. Some of the more kind of
things that are bummers and could potentially be bummers.
Kind of a drag.
Yeah.
And then we like to get into movies, the music, the video games, whatever else, TV shows that debut.
Sports.
Yeah. So we kind of try to run the gamut. Every now and then we may throw in a new thing we did with the 90s and blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
But for right now, 2008, we're going to start with the deaths. And also we flip the script.
Yeah.
So also, if you've been listening, you know, I'll kind of do a certain amount of things and Matt will do a certain amount of things. But we're changing it up this week. Matt will do deaths, movies, and all that.
Yep.
So Matt will do what formerly I've done and then vice versa.
Yeah.
So Matt,
and that's how we're going to do it. We're going to flip-flop each year.
Yeah, exactly. So Matt may do things differently than I do, but that's okay. Whatever.
Here are the deaths from 2008. First and foremost, the most notable one, Heath Ledger died.
That was
a massive surprise because The Dark Knight came out this year and he ended up winning an Academy Award for that.
Mm-hmm.
Massively successful movie. Major surprise
just
when Heath Ledger died.
Still a young and still considered on the rise actor. I mean, he had done like Brokeback Mountain.
Sure.
He was in the middle of making a movie.
He still had a lot of great work.
Yeah,
left.
He had done great work, and then like you said, had a lot still on the horizon. So that was a huge, huge
massive
surprise.
Yeah, yeah. Another one, Bernie Mac.
Yeah,
was another one.
Mm-hmm.
Brad Renfro, child actor. Isaac Hayes.
Yeah.
Charlton Heston. George Carlin.
Yeah, that was
comedy legend.
You want to talk about somebody who a sage of wisdom,
ahead of his time,
who things he said, you know, 20, 30 years ago are absolutely still relevant to this day.
Up
until his dying days, he became more of a less of like a joke teller and more of just like
social commentary,
stuff. And even in his jokes, there was rife with social commentary.
Yeah.
But it just all that set aside, one of the more influential comics who ever lived.
Yep, yep. Charlton Heston. I already said that. George Carlin. Eartha Kitt.
Yeah.
Catwoman. Mm-hmm. Ernest Scared Stupid.
Yeah.
Former singer. She did She did a theme to one of the James Bond movies, right?
Yeah.
James Bond.
Yep.
That
not GoldenEye, but
Golden Butt.
Thunderball.
Or Thunderball.
One of those. But more recently in this time period, just a few years earlier, she did the movie Holes.
Holes, yeah. It's Madame Zeroni.
Yeah.
Suzanne Plachette
is
in the Bob Newhart show.
Yep.
Sidney Pollack. Paul Newman.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Paul Newman.
It's Paul Newman.
Cool Hand Luke.
Cool Hand. One of the
litany of classic movies.
Heard he was a nice man, but also one of the heartthrobs of like the 60s and 70s, and just one of the cool, genuinely like legit cool guys.
Yeah. Estelle Getty on the 2009 episode with B. Arthur. We said that B. Arthur was the first of the Golden Girls to die. It was actually Estelle Getty.
Yeah.
Roy Scheider.
Yeah. From
Jaws. Yeah. Harvey Korman from the Star Wars Holiday Special.
Yeah, that was his most notable thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Harvey Korman was Carol Burnett's show.
Talk about ahead of her time, Betty Page.
Betty Page, yeah.
Probably the most famous pinup model mm-hmm. of all time.
Yeah, the template.
Yep. Tim Russert.
Yeah.
Journalist.
MSNBC.
Yeah, and yeah. Huge Buffalo Bills fan.
He has some really great talking heads and interviews with them. I know they're talking heads, but we'll say interviews so we don't confuse people who are fans of the talking heads.
Right, exactly.
But really great interviews and Four Falls from Buffalo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gary Coleman passed away.
I mean, it's not funny, but like he's also been the punchline for us for a long time.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. If Gary Coleman, different Gary strokes, Cole. What you talking about, Willis?
What you talking about, Willis?
Yeah. Michael Crichton. Yeah, Jurassic Park, ER. Robert Prosky, who is Mrs. Doubtfire. It's like, that's your girlfriend?
Oh,
girlfriend?
Yeah, yeah, man. I like to... Famous character actor.
Yeah, Thief, Broadcast News, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Also, Great Outdoors, Last Action Hero.
Yes, yep. Jerry Reed, Smoking the Bandit, The Water Boy. He's also a musician.
Mm-hmm.
Julius Carey.
Oh, man.
Show Nuff.
Our Sucktastic Cinema finale...
Yeah,
we did The Last Dragon with our sister Samantha. We could not sing the praise, you know, we cannot get enough of singing the praises of Julius Carey.
Oh, absolutely. And then Lord Bowler and Briscoe mm-hmm. County Jr. Speaking of singing, Jeff Healey passed away.
Yeah.
I mean, musician, blind guitar player. Blind. He was blind. He played the guitar in his lap. He didn't play a lap steel. He played a regular guitar
in his lap.
Yeah.
But our first episode, Roadhouse, first Radcast episode, Roadhouse, we talked about Jeff Healey.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Rudy Ray Moore.
Yeah.
So Dolemite, Petey Wheatstraw, comedian, actor, and like blaxploitation films and stuff like that. Bobby Fischer, the chess player.
Yeah.
Don LaFontaine, the voiceover goes, man. In a world.
The most famous guy.
One of the more recognizable movie trailer voices. And Stan Winston.
Yeah.
Terminator special effects, like just a legend and
Alien.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So,
Batman.
A legend. Batman.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, and we're going to reiterate on these that we're not going to go over every single thing from each category that happened in that year. Mm-hmm. So, we're probably going to miss some deaths, some movies, music, all that stuff.
Most definitely, there are going to be movies that you'll skip over. 2009, I skipped over a ton that you know, it's we would be here forever if we touched on everything.
Yeah. So kind of the high spots.
Yeah. So it's not, we'll go in depth with things, but it's not going to be as exhaustive as maybe it could be.
Yeah.
So 2008, the world events here. So some of the more notable world events, Messenger spacecraft performs a Mercury flyby. It's all right, everyone. Still there.
Mercury's still there. Just saying.
Don't worry. It's still a planet.
It's in retrograde. They said that would mean something to you.
In case any of you nerds want to know about that.
Yeah.
Somebody at NASA is saying that.
Yeah.
In case some of you nerds, you know.
The jocks at NASA. Yeah.
What year was Pluto considered not a planet anymore?
I don't remember.
Plunto. The United Nations names George Clooney as UN Messenger of Peace.
Hmm.
Is that like when Richard Nixon handed Elvis an honorary police badge?
Exactly.
Black Monday in the worldwide stock markets. So 2008.
Oh, yeah.
So the end of 2007 is when it was kind of established the U.S. was in a recession.
Yeah.
But 2008 is when there were global like plummeting stocks and there was a global recession.
And I can't speak like I'm an authority on this, but the most significant recession since the Great Depression sort of thing.
Uh-huh. That, you know, we're kind of still reeling from.
Yeah.
Like the housing market crashing. Yeah. That's happened kind of sporadically, you know, a few times in the last few years. But this was the biggest hit, like you said, since, you know, the Great Depression.
Oh, yeah.
Australian Prime Minister apologizes to Indigenous Australians, especially to the stolen generations who suffered forced child removal and assimilation.
Oh, wow.
So there was a couple of those, America not being one of them, but there was a couple of those around the world of authority figures, like high authority figures mm-hmm. apologizing to Indigenous peoples that still mm-hmm. lived there.
Yeah.
Kosovo declares independence from Serbia. The Beach Boys wrote a song about it.
Yeah, little place called Kosovo.
Blu-ray wins the format wars between them and HD DVD.
Ah, okay.
So, Fidel Castro retires. Hulu launches for public access in the U.S.
Mm.
Mariah Carey. Hulu, actually, when it was still kind of a smaller thing, yeah. Hulu's where we first watched It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember seeing an episode or two as, like, just kind of flipping around on FX at the time. But that's where we really, like, watched.
On the computer
in
our parents' front room because we didn't have devices that could stream.
Yeah. You could pay for... You know, the service, of course, where you could watch for free with
commercials.
With, like, it'd be like...
You know how Hulu works.
Yeah, like 20 minutes worth of commercials.
Yeah.
But Hulu launches for public access in the U.S. Mariah Carey surpasses Elvis with her 18th number one hit, Touch My Body. Not to be outdone, Elvis posthumously releases his 18th number one hit, Touch My Dead Body. start of Pope Benedict the 16th's papal journey, which
Eggs
ends...
Benedict?
Yes, which ended with him ascending into the sky looking like a paper doll and him floating past Mercury.
Bye.
Goodbye. David Blaine sets record for holding his breath underwater for over 17 minutes on the Oprah Winfrey Show. When pulled out of the giant swimming pool, he said, "I'm coming for you next, Maury Povich."
Yes.
You all win free dunk tank. You all win a free scuba mask.
She's like, Don't try and give away things on my show.
You all can try it at home because you all have scuba gear.
Yeah. And they cut to like the people in the audience.
Yeah.
They're just as jazzed to get that.
Columbia Records releases Neil Diamond's 27th album with the hit single Touch My Body.
Ah, yes. He's like, I gotta cover it.
Yeah.
I think that's how Neil Diamond talks.
Latin entertainment sensation Charo makes an appearance on VH1's Viva La Hollywood, which I guess was a notable event.
Call me when the Surreal Life is back on Pluto TV.
Yes.
Just saying.
Pluto TV doesn't have the Surreal Life anymore?
Not anymore. It's the only reason I even downloaded that stupid app.
Hmm. Well, sorry to hear about your plights.
Well, me too.
California becomes second U.S. state to legalize same-sex marriage.
All right.
A fire at the backlot at Universal Studios destroys several movie icons, like the Clock Tower from Back to the Future and the King Kong exhibit.
And London After Midnight.
And London, sure, that's what ruined London After Midnight.
Yeah, it didn't burn up. They just chose not to release it.
Yeah.
And it happened to not burn up until 2008.
Yeah, exactly. American businessman T. Boone Pickens proposes his energy plan that moves away from imported oil. The T stands for the.
The Boone Pickens.
The Summer Olympics in Beijing.
Yeah.
That summer, it was the hottest ticket in town.
Yeah. It was the hottest ticket in town. Beijing. Get your tickets now.
Yeah. Airbnb founded. The company Airbnb.
I participated in several of your offerings.
Yes. Spring Temple Buddha, then the world's tallest statue, is completed in Henan, China.
Okay, I thought it sounded like a musical.
Yeah, the world's Spring Temple Buddha. Springtime for Buddha.
Yeah.
Government takes control of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The Large Hadron Collider, described as the biggest science experiment in the history of mankind, is powered up in Geneva, Switzerland. SpaceX launches first spacecraft with that idiot Elon Musk. That's his first big thing.
Yeah.
Spotify's launched. That's daily. For the longest time, I had a Spotify, but then I still had my iPod.
Yeah.
And in 2017, I became a consistent Spotify listener.
Oh, yeah. I use Spotify every day.
Spotify every day. Google Play launched for Android. Bloody Friday saw the world's stock exchange. The world's stock exchanges have the worst declines in their history.
Mm-hmm.
Barack Obama was elected U.S. president.
All right.
2009, we mentioned he was inaugurated.
Yeah.
Yep. But he was elected in November of 2008.
I remember.
Worldwide recessions, I mentioned that. O.J. Simpson sentenced to 33 years in prison for kidnapping and armed robbery. Bernie Madoff arrested and charged with fraud in his $50 million Ponzi scheme.
Yep.
$50 billion. Dollar Ponzi scheme.
It's a large difference.
Yeah. We're trying to trivialize it by saying 50 million.
Yeah.
$50 billion
yeah.
dollar Ponzi scheme. George W. Bush gets two shoes thrown at him by an Iraqi journalist at a farewell conference in Baghdad, which I don't know how recent,
right.
Kind of memorialized that by making a big bronze statue of a shoe.
Really?
In Iraq, yeah.
Huh. So
it's not, or at least in Baghdad.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So those are some of the bigger world events. Okay. More than likely, might have missed a few. Yeah. But the website I got all that from is actually like pretty exhaustive itself.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
did what I could, people.
Yeah. Also, we're recording, what's today, June 5th?
Yeah.
We're recording this on June 5th. We just got back from out of town, and we literally stepped into Steven's apartment and turned the mics on.
Yeah.
So if we're a little slow or not, then just if this episode is more boring and facts-driven and we don't have any funny commentary or whatever, we're a little tired.
Then again, we'll see, because we've still got a few more things to talk about.
Yeah, exactly. So. The show ain't over yet.
We established the deaths and the world events off of the top anyway, because those are expected to be the more like drolly of everything.
So 2008 movies. I am going to start with something that is relevant right now, is Never Back Down. The movie, Amber Heard is in that movie.
Oh, okay, that's why.
Yeah,
okay.
And it's that MMA movie.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. The Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight, which still many, for good reason, I have my opinions on the Nolan trilogy. It, all in all, it is very, very good.
Yes.
Especially with Batman Begins and The Dark Knight. But The Dark Knight is what many consider the best Batman movie ever.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like I said, there's credence to that for sure. That's, it's justified.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Pineapple Express.
Yeah.
Iron Man.
It started
that
the MCU.
That kicked off the MCU.
Yep.
And when that came out, it was just like, oh, okay, cool. Like, Iron Man, that Marvel character that nobody knows anything about unless you're like a comic book fan.
Yeah.
Who would have thought it would have launched, like, superhero movies
became
the most popular movies in the whole world.
Iron Man became the centerpiece of the MCU.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then The Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
So really, the next that's technically in the MCU.
It is.
The Incredible Hulk.
Sure, like Edward Norton was the Hulk, and then later on in the Avengers, we saw Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
But The Incredible Hulk, that's the second entry in the MCU.
Yeah. Twilight.
Yeah.
Based on the books. Taken.
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
That is.
Tropic Thunder.
Taken made Liam Neeson. He took him from being kind of this utility actor.
Yeah.
Kind of, you could maybe put him in comedy. You could put him in in different movies. It made him an action star.
Yeah.
And now he's done a lot of he's done numerous Taken sequels, and he's done like Taken copycats.
Type movies.
Movies like that. So now Liam Neeson is an action star because of that movie.
Mm-hmm. Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah.
Mamma Mia. Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
Oh, yeah, with Scarlett Johansson, Javier Bardem, and Penelope Cruz.
Yes. Curious Case of Benjamin Butthole. Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Curiosity of Benjamin Butthole.
Yes, sorry. Yeah. That's what, yes.
That's the one I came up with in newspaper class.
Yes. Quantum of Solace, so one of the James Bond movies. Mm-hmm. Jumper, with Hayden Christensen, Samuel L. Jackson, Rachel Bilson.
Mm-hmm.
Martyrs. Gran Torino.
Gran Torino is a very good movie.
Step Brothers. One of the greatest comedies in the last 15 years.
Without a doubt.
It's hysterical.
I love Step Brothers.
I remember seeing the trailers and thinking, that looks so dumb. Not like, oh, man. I mean, it is dumb. Because
up to that point, we weren't the John C. Reilly fans. We are now.
Yeah.
And all I knew was Talladega Nights, and I didn't think I'd become jaded towards Talladega Nights.
Yeah.
So at that point, I was like, oh, John C. Reilly and Will Ferrell, this is not going to be funny.
Yeah. And then the whole time I was like, I have no interest. I have no interest in watching that. And then we were going to some sort of event through our church, and our youth pastor, Titus Benton, who we're still really good friends with, we were staying. It was us and a bunch of friends, and we were staying in his basement. Mm-hmm. And we went to Family Video to rent a movie.
Yeah.
You know, towards the end of actual like brick and mortar rental stores. And he rented Step Brothers for us.
Yeah.
Our youth pastor rented Step Brothers. Terrible influence. Rented Step Brothers for us.
Absolutely not.
And wasn't really looking forward to it. And then once we put it on, I didn't stop laughing the whole time.
Oh my God. Yeah.
It was the funniest movie I'd ever seen.
It's absurd.
And we have seen a lot of funniest movies.
And a lot of the great movies. A lot of the great comedies.
Yeah. And since then, it's not the funniest movie I've ever seen. But at that time, like in that moment, I had no expectations going in.
It's so funny.
Oh yeah. So Valkyrie, Tom Cruise, Bill Nye, not the science guy. The Reader, Wally.
That was a really big movie.
Wanted. Angelina Jolie bending all the bullets.
Angelina
Jolie and
bend
James
it like
Mac.
Bullets.
Yeah, bend it like bullets. Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Saw that in theaters.
We saw, I think, in subsequent weeks, we saw, I remember after school, we saw Iron Man.
Yeah.
Didn't really have any expectations.
It was
loved
great.
It.
Yeah.
I, of course, knew Iron Man from the Marvel Encyclopedia. And, of course, you know,
and
we
the cartoon.
Knew, the cartoon. We knew him from the comic books, but seeing the movie, I was blown away.
I
and then
like,
the
oh,
next week,
I like Iron Man.
Then the next week, we saw Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
It's like, let's keep this going, baby.
Yeah.
And it's like, ugh. Mm-hmm.
21, Kung Fu Panda.
That was a big movie.
The Boy in the Striped Pajamas.
Mm.
Eagle Eye with Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf.
Slumdog Millionaire.
That
won
was
an Academy Award.
Mm-hmm.
Did that win Best Picture?
I think so.
Yeah. Cloverfield. The Hurt Locker. Speed Racer.
Maybe the Hurt Locker did.
Yeah. Slumdog Millionaire was
one
big
it
at
won
that
Academy
it
Award.
Won stuff. Yeah. Hurt Locker, Speed Racer.
Oh,
which I actually heard isn't as bad as people make it out to be.
The Wachowski brothers.
Yeah. Australia. Nicole Kidman and Hugh Jackman. The Bank Job. Rambo.
Mm,
so
yeah.
With the it's not a reboot.
But
it's a sequel technically, but basically it's so, like, almost unnecessarily violent.
Yeah.
From what I've heard.
But in the, it's in that vein of Sly bringing back his, you know, doing, you know, kind of doing better entries.
Yeah, because he did Rocky Balboa, 2 years prior.
Yeah.
And so he's, like, bringing back his characters. City of Ember, The Mummy, Tomb of the Dragon Emperor.
Mm.
So the third in the Mummy trilogy.
But they recast Evelyn, Maria
Love
Bello.
The first two movies.
First two, I love them.
And I remember refusing to watch this one because they recast
Rachel
that character.
Weisz.
I'm like, I can't suspend my disbelief.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same character. Revolutionary Road. That's the other Boleyn girl. The other Boleyn girl. That's not me. That's the other Boleyn girl. Body of Lies. That's what they said when they came in at Anne Boleyn. It's like that. No, you don't want me. You don't.
That's
the other Boleyn.
Go
girl.
Behead the other
Here,
Boleyn.
Let me go see
girl.
If I can find her.
And then she,
Body of Lies, The Wrestler.
That was
which
a good
is a
movie.
Fantastic movie.
That's a really good movie.
Deception, Sex Drive, Zach and Miri Make Pornography.
Yes, which later became just Zach and Miri.
Yeah, make porn. Yeah. Oh, it. That's right.
Yeah.
The Happening. Superhero movie. This 2008 had a lot of those spoof movies that were terribly done.
Yeah.
Superhero movie, Rock and Rolla, Eden Lake. You Don't Mess with Zohan.
Jeez.
Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
The Strangers, The Informers, Journey to the Center of the Earth, The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Makes it easier to get to the center of the earth when it's not moving.
Yes, exactly. Bronson. So Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
27 Dresses. Let the Right One In.
Mm.
Chronicles of Narnia, Prince Caspian.
Ah.
Burn After Reading. Disaster Movie. Hellboy 2, The Golden Army.
Mm.
And not only Disaster, those were just the big ones, like Disaster Movie.
There were other
movies
ones that
there were like more, like lesser known, like ones that I didn't even know were made.
Much more pathetic than those.
Exactly.
Than the big ones.
Hellboy 2, The Golden Army. Hancock. Role Models.
See, Role Models
is great.
Hilarious. We talked about I Love You Man last time.
Yeah.
Role Model. We watched Role Models and I Love You Man pretty close to one another.
Yep.
And like Role Models is hilarious.
Yeah. Death Race. Ponyo. Definitely Maybe.
Mm.
Ip Man with Donnie Yen.
Yeah.
Bolt. The Dog Movie.
Yeah.
The House Bunny, which is a pretty funny
movie. That's a pretty funny movie.
Star Wars The Clone Wars. Changeling. Spiderwick Chronicles. Transporter 3. Get Smart, which I thought was kind of funny when I saw it.
Yeah,
it
was all right.
It's because of Steve Carell.
Steve Carell, The Rock, and Hathaway.
Yeah. 10,000 BC, Yes Man, Marley and Me, Horton Hears a Who, Fool's Gold, 7 Pounds, Milk, which Sean Penn won an Academy Award for that, Punisher Warzone, Max Payne, Madagascar 2, Escape to Africa, Doubt, Bedtime Stories, Semi-Pro.
Oh, yeah. It, that,
It was all right.
It was all right. I think I liked it better when I saw that it wasn't going to be centered on Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Meet the Spartans.
Mm-hmm.
So, another one.
Mm-hmm.
The Love Guru. W.
The Love Guru almost ruined Mike Myers' career.
Oh, yeah. The Spirit. High School Musical 3, Senior Year.
Ah, yes.
Yes. The Express, The Rocker, Harold and Kumar Escape
the
from
Rocker's
Guantanamo Bay.
An underrated movie.
I really like The Rocker.
Yeah.
Cadillac Records, Maid of Honor, and I'm skipping a bunch here, too,
because
I have a lot on here. Extreme Movie, Saw 5, Repo, The Genetic Opera, The Best Friend's Girl, Frost Nixon, Zombie Strippers,
yeah.
Prom Night, The Hottie and the Naughty, Beverly Hills Chihuahua. It's like, wow, you went really far.
All the blockbusters of 2008.
Baby Mama, Drill Bit Taylor, Fireproof.
Ugh, God.
We're talking about
heavy-handed.
Listen, we're going to dedicate, one of these days, we're going to dedicate an episode to Christian media.
Oh, yeah.
Be Kind Rewind, which is a pretty funny movie.
Yeah.
JCVD.
Oh, yeah.
Hamlet 2.
Hamlet
2 is an underrated movie.
That's a little-known movie. That's really funny.
And last but not least, Rowan Atkinson in Killer Bean Forever.
Ah, yes. What about Camp Rock?
And yes, Camp Rock.
Yeah.
Which we talked about last week.
Yeah.
Yes. So many, you had many good, many bad, and many not many people.
Just
know
many.
About.
Many,
just
many, many.
Many. So now on to music. I did this a little differently than you.
Okay.
You've gotten into a role to where you've,
as I do albums,
as you
I'll
do
talk
album,
about
you do
notable
the singles.
Songs
so, yeah.
From, yeah.
I'm just going to list the albums and then at the end, some of the more kind of like the hotter singles.
Yeah.
And more than, and the hotter singles will come off the albums I already named.
Yeah.
So, Viva La Vida or Death and All His Friends from Coldplay.
Yeah.
Livin' La Viva La Vida.
Yeah, Livin' La Viva La Coco.
Yeah. Black Ice from AC/DC.
Yeah, I remember that.
Rock Fairy from Duffy. Death Magnetic from Metallica.
That was...
I really liked it when it came out.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah, when it came
there's
out.
Still songs that I like off
We
of
saw
it.
Them on the Death Magnetic Death Magnetic Tour.
Yeah, in 2009, which we didn't mention kind of as a little offhanded comment.
Yes, yes.
But Death Magnetic from Metallica. High School Musical 3, Senior Year, the soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
The Carter 3 with Lil Wayne,
mm-hmm.
or by Lil Wayne. Good Girls Gone Bad, Rihanna. Fearless from Taylor Swift, which
was
another one of her big hits.
Yep.
It also birthed the moment in 2009 at the MTV Video Music Awards.
Yes.
The Taylor, I'm going to let you finish, but Beyonce had one of the greatest videos of all time.
Kanye West.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paper Trail from T.I., which said, you can have whatever you like. I Am Sasha Fierce, which
Mariah Carey.
No, it's Beyonce.
Oh, Beyonce, yeah, of
which,
course.
Which is one of the biggest pop albums of all time.
Oh,
it
yeah.
It had... I almost said Hotline Bling.
No.
It had Single Ladies on it.
Yeah.
One of the greatest music videos of all time.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Sleep Through the Static by Jack Johnson. American Gothic by Smashing Pumpkins. Some People Have Real Problems by Sia. Liverpool 8, Ringo Start. Ringo Star, but
I think I'm just going to change my name.
Yeah.
How about a fresh start?
Yeah. Pocket Full of Sunshine.
How about Frisco?
Yeah. Pocket Full of Sunshine, Natasha Bedingfield.
Mm-hmm.
Introducing Foxy Shazam, Foxy Shazam.
I remember that out.
Yeah. 19 by Adele.
Yeah.
Scream, Aim, Fire from Bullet for My Valentine.
Yes!
Jesus Christ.
I don't know why I sacrificed my body for that, and I'm not even a fan.
Yeah. I Stand by Adele Dazeem.
The wickedly talented Adele Dazeem. John Travolta.
Yes. The Bedlam of Goliath by the Mars Volta. Vampire Weekend, Vampire Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Simple Plan, Simple Plan. Simple Plan, Simple Plan.
Simple Plan, Simple Plan. Simple Plan, Simple Plan.
It's Time for a Love Revolution, Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz.
Detours by Sheryl Crow. The 25th Anniversary of Thriller by Michael Jackson. Backwoods Barbie, Dolly Parton. Discipline, Janet Jackson. A Ghost 1-4 by Nine Inch Nails. The Archive, Live, Lost, and Found by Rakim. Ego Trippin', Snoop Dogg. The Odd Couple, Gnarls Barkley, Volume 1, She and Him, Pretty Odd, Panic at the Disco,
She and Him, that wasn't that Zooey Deschanel?
Zooey Deschanel,
yeah. Counselors,
Zoe. Yeah.
Counselors of the Lonely, The Rock on Tours, Attack and Release, The Black Keys, which had Strange Times, yeah. And I Got Mine. It's a
good album.
Yeah. Saturdays Equal Youth by M83, E Equals MC Squared, Mariah Carey, Alchemy Index, Volume 3 and 4 by Thrice.
Yes.
Flight of the Conchords. The Black Swan by St. Louis Native Story of the Year.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Songs from the Sparkle Lounge by Def Leppard.
Excuse me.
Heart. All right. I mean, it's fitting here. Hard Candy by Madonna.
That's how I feel about it.
Rising Down, The Roots, Gavin DeGraw by Gavin DeGraw. Narrow Stairs, Death Cab for Cutie.
Narrow Smith.
Yeah, Narrow Smith. Yeah.
Narrow Stairs is a great album.
Oh, all right, I'm sorry.
No, it was
I just
one
was
of
naming
things.
It.
No, I was more focused on making that joke, and then I realized, "Oh shit, Narrow Stairs. That's my favorite Death Cab for Cutie album."
We Sing, We Dance, We Stake Things. What? Stupid autocorrect. It's a Jason Mraz album.
Yeah.
Indestructible but Disturbed.
Yeah.
Oh, motherfucker, what you living through my head? Seeing Sounds by NERD or Nerd.
Yeah.
Anthems of the Damned by Filter.
Okay.
Revelation by Journey, which is the first album they did with Arnel Pineda, which is also forgot to mention 2009 was the first time we saw, was our first concert.
Yeah.
We saw Journey.
Yeah.
Touring
Journey,
behind
Heart.
Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Heart and Cheap Trick open for them.
The Red Album from Weezer. One of the Boys, Katy Perry, which one of the biggest pop albums of the year.
I Kissed a Girl on it.
Yeah. I Kissed a Girl, Hot and Cold.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rise and Fall, Rage and Grace, The Offspring. Nostradamus from Judas Priest.
I remember when that came out. Yep.
Saints of Los Angeles by Motley Crue, which the single off that was Saints of Los Angeles, and it played all the time on Metal Mania.
We were metal guys
in
high school, like deep into it. Now, there's a lot of metal I still like, but like on top of all the other genres that I like. But then it was primarily metal. Mm-hmm. So hearing all these albums that came out and then hearing the new releases from 80s metal bands.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's the stuff we listen to.
I
remember those albums because that's the stuff we got instead of all this other new stuff that's coming out.
VH1 Metal Mania, they'd play like Home Sweet Home for Motley Crue, and then it would come up with like, they would always do like the new release.
Yeah.
So it'd be Saints of Los Angeles for Motley Crue.
Yeah.
Killer by Tech N9ne. I Pledge Allegiance to the Grind from Killer. I Pledge Allegiance to the Grind 2, Killer Mike. The Mamma Mia soundtrack. Around the Bend from Randy Travis. Love on the Inside, Sugarland. Fragile Future, Hawthorne Heights. The Anti-Mother, Norma Jean. A Little Bit Longer from the Joe Bros.
Yes, the Joe Bros.
Yes. The Fame, Lady Gaga.
Yes.
Raw Footage from Ice Cube. All Hope is Gone from Slipknot. One Kind Favor, B.B. King. Ultra Beatdown from Dragon Force.
Want to hear 10 songs that sound exactly the same?
Just listen to every, you'll find them on every Dragon Force album.
Yes.
Motorizer for Motorhead.
Yeah.
The Block, New Kids on the Block. Exit 13, LL Cool J. The Cosmos Rocks, Queen and Paul Rogers, which they had a pretty cool run.
Yeah.
Learn to Live, Darius Rucker. We Global, DJ Khaled.
Mm-hmm.
Only by the Night, Kings of Leon.
Yeah. Great album.
Mm hmm. Don't Forget from Demi Lovato. There's a number of hits from that album, just I didn't record either. It's fine.
I figured I just didn't know how you felt about it.
Don't Forget from Demi Lovato. Time the Conqueror from Jackson Browne. New Surrender from Anne Berlin, which is a group we listen to a lot in junior high. Suicide Season, Bring Me the Horizon. Theater of the Mind.
It's a theater of the mind.
From Ludacris. Appeal to Reason, Rise Against. Lucky Old Son. Kenny Chesney, Gossip in the Grain, Ray LaMontagne, Funhouse from Pink, Evolver, John Legend, Play, Brad Paisley, The Renaissance, Q-Tip, Vanilla Ice is back.
Yes!
Vanilla Ice.
So we're waiting for it, baby!
Yep. Dark Horse from Nickelback, Chinese Democracy from Guns N' Roses.
The long-awaited, and it sucked so much.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we were waiting for?
Yeah. 808s and Heartbreak from Kanye West. Circus from Britney Spears, which is like the big comeback from Britney Spears. Fully I Do, Fall Out Boy. Intuition, Jamie Foxx.
Different Me, Keisha Cole, A Kid Named Cudi, Kid Cudi, and Good Time from Alan Jackson. Some of the biggest songs, Four from Madonna, Seven Things, Miley Cyrus, Burning Up, Jonas Brothers. Yeah.
Oh, that was huge.
Yeah, You Can Have Whatever You Like, T.I., Change, Love Story, or Change and Love Story from Taylor Swift. Crank That Soulja Boy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was an infestation at our high school of that stupid song.
Superman, that O. But, I was like, what is that?
But
I was
also,
like, that's so degrading.
But also, I love going back to that song because of the novelty of it.
Yeah.
And also, on that album, it's the second song on the album. There's like an intro that plays. Yeah. One of the best 1-2 punches of songs I've ever heard on any album.
All right.
Honestly, in terms of transition.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily quality, but in terms of transition from one song to another.
Yeah. Day and Night by Kid Cudi, Disturbia, Rihanna. We mentioned Hot and Cold and I Kissed a Girl from Katy Perry. If I Were a Boy and Single Ladies from Beyonce. Mm-hmm. I'm Yours, Jason Mraz.
Yeah.
Poker Face and Just Dance from Lady Gaga. When I Grow Up, Pussycat Dolls. Kiss Kiss by Chris Brown. Lollipop by Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Love Lockdown from Kanye.
Jeez.
Low from Flo Rida. So What by Pink and Viva La Vida from Coldplay.
Yep. Yep. Those were all gigantic.
I remember all of those.
Some of the TV shows that debuted in 2008, and there's some big ones. Breaking Bad debuted in 2008.
Considered by a lot of people the greatest television show of all time.
Still, I've seen one episode.
Never seen it.
Yeah, yeah. I saw the pilot or the first episode, and this was years ago, and so I'm just going to say I've never seen it.
Yeah.
And I probably should. Because I had my heels in the sand for so long because people kept telling me to watch.
Same
you should watch
Lost.
It. It's a lot of like, it's super duper popular and I got annoyed by it. Things that were super duper popular. The Mentalist, Mom really liked that show.
Yeah.
Star Wars, The Clone Wars, the cartoon, which is widely regarded as one of the greatest Star Wars outputs of anything ever.
Yeah.
Sons of Anarchy, watched every season
of that. We
watched
every season of
Conversely,
that.
From Breaking Bad, watched every season of Sons of Anarchy.
I probably won't ever go back to watch most of it.
I thought about going back to the early seasons.
The last two or three seasons, it was just wanting to finish
we
it.
We got to get through it, True Blood,
that
2008.
Was big,
Fringe, with Charlie Conway.
Friends.
Yeah. Merlin. 90210, the reboot of Beverly Hills 90210, Leverage, The Inbetweeners.
Oh, okay.
Ghost Adventures.
Is that the American version of it?
Yes.
Like that MTV tried to do?
Yeah. Ghost Adventures, The Secret Life of the American Teenager.
Oh,
with Shailene Woodley.
Shailene Woodley and Molly Ringwald.
Mm-hmm.
Molly Ringworm.
Yes, exactly. Terminator, the Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Lena Headey.
Yeah. In Plain Sight.
Mm-hmm.
19 Kids and Counting.
Ugh.
So that's when they had their 19th kid, and they're like, let's do it.
That's when the vast majority of the country knew about that cult now.
Yeah. And it's just like, oh, what a sweet little family. It's like, it's a fucking cult.
Yeah.
That whole quiverful
fundamentalist.
Have to repopulate
the earth. No contraception.
No,
bullshit.
It's a cult.
It's absolutely a cult.
Yeah. The Suite Life on Deck. Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
The reboot of Knight Rider.
Ah.
Children's Hospital. So the Rob Hubel, Rob Corddry, Ken Marino.
Like Adult Swim.
Adult Swim, yeah. The Spectacular Spider-Man, the cartoon.
Mm, yeah.
The Real Housewives of New York City.
Ah, a lot of these Real Housewives shows.
Yes. Ben 10 Alien Force.
Oh, yeah.
Batman the Brave and the Bold.
That's
a great
really
show.
Good show.
Yeah. And it was really cool because, like, dug deep into the Batman lore and it brought in characters and like storylines and stuff. You're like, oh, you have to be like a true Batman fan to know what this stuff is. So a lot of people liked it for that. 1,000 Ways to Die.
We watch that all the time.
Oh, yeah. Back when Spike TV was a thing. Between Two Ferns.
Oh,
Zach Galifianakis.
So
genius.
Like,
it's still on.
It's so funny.
Oh, yeah. It's genius. Wipeout, that piss poor attempt to try and
Takeshi's Castle,
to try and the less popular version of Most Extreme Elimination Challenge,
which spoofed like added like their own spoof commentary to Takeshi's Castle, which was a Japanese
but then Wipeout,
tried to do, and MXCU is American spoof commentary of a Japanese game show.
Yeah.
And Wipeout was American spoof commentary of an American game show.
Of an, yeah.
I think. I watched a couple episodes.
I don't know. It was popular. It's people falling down.
And you know what? At the end of the day, that I watched some of the stuff from it. I'm like, okay, that's funny because of the event and stuff like that. What I really liked, even as a kid from MXC, was the dialogue and the commentary and the voiceovers and stuff.
Voicing over, you know, somebody just like saying something in Japanese and triumphantly pointing to the sky, but it's one of but the American version is, "I'm nobody's bitch."
Yeah. Stuff like exactly. That. Power Rangers Jungle Fury, Man vs. Food, Yu-Gi-Oh! 5Ds. Oh, dang. I know why I wrote that down. Five Ds, dude.
Oh, Muslims, cool. Dude. Yeah, man.
I got to watch that show to see the girls with the 5Ds.
Jesus Christ.
That is a stupid joke. I shouldn't have written that down.
Man versus Food. Yeah. Is that the one? That's the one with the spiky haired guy, right?
Yeah, Adam Richman.
Adam Richman.
Yeah, not Guy Fieri.
No, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, Andrew Richman. Because if I was saying Guy Fieri, I would have Adam Richman.
Yeah,
I would have said Guy Fieri. So I don't know why I said spiky headed dude.
Yeah,
but he seems like he's a cool guy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like,
oh, Adam Richman.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Have you watched his Hot Ones?
No.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. But it's like you watch those episodes and you're like, why are you doing this to yourself?
Yeah. Yeah. I think I saw like a behind the scenes thing where he's talking about his preparation for those meals, and he's like, "I don't eat like this normally."
No, of course not.
Yeah, he's like, "I work out. I do it." Like he knows how to prepare.
Yeah.
The show about our favorite mutants, Axemen.
Oh yes, yeah, on the History Channel.
Yeah, with Professor Axe.
Yeah.
Anyway, I love money.
Love money.
And then the reboot of American Gladiators.
Yeah, I was hoping that would be like Hulk Hogan and Leila Ali.
Yeah, exactly. Those were literally the first two people right there.
Well, the most notable thing for us is one of the gladiators on there was a guy named Wolf. And his opening preambles, "I want blood on my teeth.
I want your blood on my teeth."
Like that's
and
his
we
thing.
Said that in high school a lot because we thought it was funny.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. That's all I have, I should
say. Okay, well, here's some of the sports.
Yeah.
The New York Giants defeat the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl, and Super Bowl 42 for the 2007-2008 season, which that was a massive upset because the Patriots were undefeated up to that point.
Oh, yeah. I remember watching that game and triumphantly cheering for the Giants.
Exactly. In the 2008-2009 season, we mentioned our 2009 episode, the Steelers defeated the Arizona Cardinals.
Yep.
Louisiana State Tigers beat Ohio State for the BCS National Championship. The Lions lose all of the Detroit Lions lose all of their games.
0-16.
Yep.
Yeah.
Joe Gibbs retires for the second time. He was so old he forgot he had already retired before. the Philadelphia Phillies win the 2008 World Series. The Boston Celtics win the NBA Championship. NBA owners give approval to move the Seattle SuperSonics to Oklahoma City.
Thunder.
Yep. The Detroit Red Wings win the 2008 Stanley Cup.
Mm-hmm.
That's like their last, 2009, but because they went to the Stanley Cup in 2009.
Yeah.
But that was one of their last like real runs of dominance.
Yeah. That was their last Stanley Cup.
Yeah. Yep. 2008. Mm-hmm. Sergio Garcia has biggest tournament win of his career. Usain Bolt breaks several world records.
Yeah. That's when he like entered the zeitgeist and entered into pop culture.
Yeah.
Like he became the example of like how someone is the Michael Jordan of something, the Wayne Gretzky of something, Usain Bolt.
He did this before the Olympics. He dominated the Olympics, but like he had broken world records beforehand.
Okay. So his performance in the Olympics.
Oh, of
is
course.
What,
Tiger Woods wins his third U.S. Open. Rafael Nadal ends Roger Federer's 5-year reign at Wimbledon. Venus defeats Serena.
The Williams one day sisters. I'm going to have to beat you. Okay,
yeah.
Steven.
Well, hopefully it's with your fists and not with the,
I'm going to beat you with a tennis racket and we ain't going to be on clay courts.
Okay. Hopefully it will be on YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The Olympics. Michael Phelps owns and breaks all sorts of records.
Yeah.
I think I think he won because he ended up retiring. I think he retired with what, 8 gold medals?
I think so. Simone Biles, I think, has surpassed him.
I think he won 7 of them here at in the
2008 Olympics in Beijing,
which, by the way, recently Simone Biles was participating in a world championships and won every single event.
That's
so it's
excellent.
Like, if we have not started talking about her as one of the greatest athletes of all time, we need to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Nastia Lukin and Sean Johnson placed first and second in individual all-around gymnastics. Mm-hmm. The U.S. didn't gold in that, but Nastia Lukin and Sean Johnson, they... That's really when they, like, some of the faces of American Olympiad athletics were Nastia Lukin, Sean Johnson, the U.S. women's soccer team, Michael Phelps.
Exactly.
Usain Bolt sets world record in the 100 and 200 meter, winning the gold medal. The Jamaican team smashes in the 4x100 relay. Misty May Traynor and Kerry Walsh continue their dominance in volleyball. The U.S. defeats Brazil in the gold in women's soccer, which we saw Hope Solo and Abby Wambach and Alex Morgan.
All of them.
Everybody.
A lot. Most of that team is still together.
The last three Olympics.
Yeah.
Like, that's been the same
Brianna
team.
Scurry.
I think Megan Rapinoe was on there.
Rapinoe. Yeah.
I think Brianna Scurry was the backup.
Yeah, she was
on that
the backup.
Team,
Hope Solo was the, like, the goalie for sure.
American men's and women's basketball teams win gold, which, of course, America has the most dominant basketball program there is.
The fact that professionals can play is just, it's not fair to anybody else.
Yeah. And the Summer Olympics in Beijing become the most watched television event ever.
I believe it.
Yeah. And real quick, for those of you that are listening, over wrestling fans, so real quick, I'm going to say some of the highlights of WrestleMania 24. And that's all we can do with these year end retrospectives is we just, all we can do is just say the highlights of, like, WrestleMania, because so much happens because they have so much TV and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. The highlights of WrestleMania 24, CM Punk wins second straight Money in the Bank ladder match. Shawn Michaels retires Ric Flair.
Quote unquote retires. Even though he just made an announcement that he's gonna be making his umpteenth return.
Even before that, though, he had several matches in other areas.
No, that's what I'm saying. Implying he's had several returns since then.
Randy Orton defeats Triple H and John Cena in a triple threat match for WWE Championship. Floyd Mayweather knocks out The Big Show, and The Undertaker defeats Edge for the world title, which is a very good match.
Yes. Video games, a murderer's row of video games.
Yeah.
Kicking it off with a video game that I sunk hours and hours and hours into, that I one time sat without realizing and played it for 12 hours straight. Grand Theft Auto 4.
That there is, in that year of high school, 2008 and in 2009, I cannot tell you the wonderful memories. I can, because I am right now.
Yeah.
But the wonderful memories we had sitting around watching one or two people play, either making our own commentary on it or chatting with children on Xbox Live while playing it.
A lot of great memories with friends playing GTA 4.
Oh,
A lot of great memories by myself playing GTA 4. When we were at one New Year's Eve, we were at a buddy's house, and it was us and, like, all of our circle of friends in his basement, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
And we literally passed the Xbox controller back and forth. It was like, all right, each person that's playing, they get, quote unquote, two lives.
Right.
Like, if you die once, okay, you've got, and then once you die twice, you hand the controller off.
Looking for Ratman.
And then the next person, and like free roam was turned on. It was unlocked.
We had to use Jeff Wright, who's been on the show countless times, our good buddy. We had to ask him to bring his Xbox over because it was his account that had free roam.
And so we would just pass the controller back and forth, and the person with the controller could do whatever they wanted, and it would be hilarious. And we'd chat with each other about stuff, but we'd also watch and laugh and provide comments.
Yep.
Just awesome.
Grand Theft Auto 4 is I've never played any of the games, but that's like, it's the peak for me because of those memories.
Whenever I hear the menu music, there's a Pavlovian response.
Plus, the soundtracks are incredible.
Oh, yeah. When you're driving around, me personally, I put so much time into that game and beating it and stuff. And like I said, I sat for 12 hours without realizing it one time. It's so immersive. Anyway, GTA 4 came out in 2008. Fallout 3, God of War, Chains of Olympus, Mario Kart Wii, Gears of War 2, Little Big Planet, Super Smash Bros. Brawl, Call of Duty World at War, Metal Gear Solid 4, Guns of the Patriots, but it cut off just as Guns of the Pat.
Guns of It's Pat.
Dead Space, Left 4 Dead, Far Cry 2, Resistance 2, Fable 2, Star Wars The Force Unleashed, Tomb Raider Underworld, Mirror's Edge, Burnout Paradise, Saints Row 2, Lego Batman, Madden 09, Command & Conquer, Red Alert 3, Lego Indiana Jones, Midnight Club Los Angeles, Mortal Kombat vs. DC Universe, Naruto, Ultimate Ninja Storm, Silent Hill Homecoming, Soul Calibur 4, The Legend of Spyro, Dawn of the... It cut it off. Shit. I didn't... should have made a note, said what it was. The Legend of Spyro game came out on the Wii.
Legend
you know which
Spyro
one it is.
Legend of Spyro Agnew.
Yeah, exactly. The Incredible Hulk game, Sonic Unleashed, Need for Speed Undercover, The Iron Man game, Spider-Man Web of Shadows, FIFA 09, NHL 09, Rock Band 2.
Yeah.
Man. That's all I got.
That's his... You mentioned a couple Lego titles. This is really the start of like the Lego series.
Yep.
And the
Lego Star Wars. Well, yeah. It was like '05.
But
that's
what I'm getting at though.
Yes,
is like
everything started getting
Lego. All of these Lego titles there because of the Lego Star Wars games and the popularity of those. Yep. I don't think you can understate the popularity of those.
And they're fun.
Yeah.
Lego Batman is a blast.
Yeah.
I've only played the Lego Star Wars games and Lego Batman. I haven't played any of the other Lego games.
Yeah. But they're fun.
Yeah.
And they're clever.
Yeah.
And it also gave way for the Lego movies, which have, in their own way, become super, super popular.
Yep.
But that is the year 2008. That is everything. So 2008, you're so 2000 and late.
Whoops.
Uh-oh. But 2008, there it is. And if you stay tuned next week, it is podcast episode 200. We are going to be talking the Spider-Man, the first Raimi Spider-Man.
Yep.
We gave a little bit of a spiel how much it meant to us. We'll dive deeper into it because we also have a couple special guests.
Yes.
That we will be talking to about their experiences as Spidey fans growing up with that first Spider-Man movie. So until next time,
be good to yourselves, be good to each other, because why would you want to be rude when you could be rad? We'll see you next time.
This concludes our broadcast day.